Before we start refactoring host, I've put some tests around it to ensure that while refactoring, we're not accidentally modifying the behavior. You can see here that we're trying to resolve an iHost v30 from the container. This is actually configured in host and provider registration right over here. So when the container is asked for an iHost v30, it's going to return an instance of host. Nice and simple. Now this is actually done, if we take a look at the setup method, right down here, we're just running the application bootstrapper that we saw in part 8 and calling its configure method that will fetch all the configuration tasks, both container related and application related, and run them. So our application should be in a coherent state by the time this test is run. So it should be able to resolve an iHost v30. Other tests that we're doing are things like making sure that all of our singletons are properly initialized. In the end game scenario, we'd want to remove the need for any of these singletons, but in the meantime, what we want to do is use the container to configure everything and then drop configured instances into the singletons while we're making all of the dependent code use the container rather than the singletons. So we're making sure that the cache instance is properly set, the settings instance is properly set, auth reader, auth writer, all of the different singletons that are used in the application, and that iHost v30, that the actual host.cs class uses itself. Now at the end of every test, we're calling a teardown, which just reinitializes the container to null. It just wipes it out and starts from a fresh slate. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to build the application. Build is in progress. All right. And then I'm actually going to run all of the tests. So all the tests are passing. We're in a good state. So let's go ahead and take a look at host and see what kind of refactoring we can do. Now, the first singleton that we're going to tackle is the settings singleton. So I'm going to extract this into a field. There's 38 occurrences of it. So I'm going to extract all 38 into a settings field. I'm going to initialize it in the constructor. And I'm going to make it read-only. So let's go ahead and do that. If we come up to the constructor here, you can see all we've done is we've created this field and we're getting its value from the settings singleton. Going to go ahead and save that, rebuild the application. There we go. And rerun our tests. We can see that we've already got a problem. So just by extracting that singleton out to the constructor, we've broken something. If we actually take a look at the problem, we've got an instant reference not set to an instance of an object. We've got a null reference exception. So you can see how fragile host and all of its dependencies are. We've made a very minor change. We've moved when we're getting the singleton instance, and already we've broken something. So we're going to need to do some work to ensure that things are properly configured. So the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to have to start. We need to actually grab the settings rather than from the instance. What we're going to do is we're actually going to grab it from the container. So I'm going to promote this into a variable coming in, but we're going to promote it to a constructor parameter. Now, the only thing using host, if I do a search for this, host not found, that's because this only the container is creating host instances, which is the way that we want it. We want the container to create all of the dependencies, and we'll walk up to the container and ask for it. So now if we go ahead and save this and rebuild, rerun, now everything's failing. Now, aren't we in a worse situation? Now, what's happened is we actually can't construct host at all because it's got a dependency. You can see here, screwturn.wiki.settings was not registered. So we need to register this in the container. So let's go ahead, host and provider registration. We are going to say component for settings implemented by settings. Now what we really should be doing is we need an interface to go against here. So let me extract out an interface called iSettings. I'm going to place it in another file. I'm going to grab all of the public properties, hit next, Okay, we now have that. And I'm going to use a base type where possible. So what this is going to do is it's going to look for every usage of settings and try to replace it with iSettings instead. And it's going to comb through the application and replace things. We'll actually see the result in just a second. There we go. And let's go back to host. So remember, host was originally using settings, but it's now dependent on iSettings, as is this variable. So we're actually getting an iSettings in. Now, if we go back to host and provider registration, we want to say so if the container is asked for an iSettings, it's going to return a settings. Let's go ahead and build that now. Rerun the tests, and we're back green again. So what we've done is we've removed that dependency in host on the settings class, on that settings singleton. If we actually look at host now, if we go and looking for it, let's go find all instances of settings.instance, it's not found. So we're no longer dependent on the singleton within host itself. That is being supplied by the container. And the container is being initialized because it knows that one of the things it needs is an iSettings, and that's implemented by settings. So we're already in better shape. We're going to continue doing some refactorings, pulling those singletons out of host and making them explicit in the constructor. So the constructor is going to have a variety of different dependencies that are going to be supplied by the container. And as we do that, we're going to see some additional problems come in. So let's go back, take a look at, we've extracted the settings. We're going to do that with the other singleton dependencies and see where that gets us.